At the IFAJ Congress, we are just underway here in Guelph, Ontario. I'm visiting with our president, Mike Wilson. Mike is editor for Farm Futures. Mike, if you would just give us a kind of a State of the Union address here for IFAJ.
Be glad to, Chuck. Well, I would say that these are some of the most exciting times the IFAJ has ever had a chance to become part of. For one thing, the organization is interested now in becoming a more global organization. With the new sort of feeling of a sense of urgency, we know that there is this commonly held theme now amongst everyone to talk about the problem of feeding the world in 2050 with 9 billion people coming. And it's a mantra that's been shared over and over, and we know that agricultural communicators are going to have to play a huge role in helping with the productivity and the efficiencies and improved sustainability of the world's farmers. So our organization is looking at all the ways that we can perhaps broaden our outreach. We started this off with a bang, actually, this week with a new program called the Master Class. Now, this actually started out in Belgium last year at our Congress, and this year it's been expanded with support from Pioneer. And we have brought in, I think, 10 or 11 agricultural journalists from around the world, places like the Congo and Guinea, Republic of Guinea, and Peru and Brazil and Argentina, areas where we may not have, always have that much connection, but we're really happy with how that worked. We had a two-day workshop with them, and we started cementing some new relationships. This is what IFAJ is going toward in the future. It's all about building new relationships. And so I think that's kind of put a spark under the floor of this Congress. Although I have to say, too, that with the Canadians and their magnificent organization work, it's already been a great Congress, even though we're just beginning.
Well, how about just maybe a statement about how well the organization is doing? I mean, is it strong financially? Is membership good in the countries where we do have member guilds? And, you know, as we look forward, what do you hope to see IFAJ do to continue to have the success it's had?
Well, the IFAJ has always looked at how to become more relevant. It's very difficult if you think about it. We're an global, international volunteer organization. You know, we all have our regular jobs and our families and other things that we need to do. So we're doing this because we love it. And so it's hard to always figure out how to make this group relevant. I really believe that this new effort to seek out new relationships in developing countries will go a long way to help our current members see that we're trying to be more relevant for them. Because when we establish these relationships, it's going to be a two-way learning street. We're going to learn a lot from those folks, and they're hopefully going to learn something from us. So I do believe that's going to help. As far as finances go, I can remember a time, Chuck, just 10 years ago, when we had all these aspirational ideas, and we had no money to do any of it. And now we do have support. We have sponsor programs. We know that there are more sponsors that we can connect with. We are really excited about that. The organization has never been in a better financial setting, so we're very happy about that.
All right. Well, it's good to be here, and everybody seems to be just in a highly charged, energized mood today. You might notice the noise, although it's dropped a little bit here, but these folks are energized. That's Mike Wilson. He's our president of the IFAJ, and we're looking forward to a great Congress. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.